In November 2008, the Acorn Executive Board responded by firing Inman and Reed and dismissing them from all Acorn duties. Those who helped cover for the Rathkes, however, kept their jobs. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Oh, what a tangled web. As internal turmoil rattled Acorn's front office, Barack Obama's campaign was forced to admit in the summer of 2008 that it had filed misleading reports on its dealings with Acorn's Get Out the Vote arm, Citizens Services Incorporated. The nonprofit group is housed in the same New Orleans compound as Acorn, Acorn International, SEIU Local 100, founded by Wade Rathke, and CCI, the bookkeeping arm that hid Dale Rathke's embezzlement. Citizen Services was established in December 2004 to assist persons and organizations who advance the interests of low and moderate income people, according to paperwork filed in Louisiana. In a 2006 Acorn publication, Citizen Services Incorporated is described as Acorn's campaign services entity. But its executive vice president, Jeff Robinson, insisted that it was a separate organization entirely from Acorn. In August 2008, the Obama campaign disclosed that it had paid more than $800,000 to CSI and misrepresented the expenditures. Federal Election Commission reports show that from February to May 2008, Obama paid $832,598.29 to CSI for the following services: $310,441.20, February 25, 2008, staging, sound, lighting; $160,689.40, February 27, 08, staging, sound, lighting; $98,451.20, February 29, 08, travel, lodging; $74,578.01, March 13, 08, staging, sound, lighting; $18,417, March 28, 08, polling; $18,633.60, April 29, 08, staging, sound, lighting; $63,000, April 29, 08, advance work; $105.84, May 2, 08, license fees; $75,000, May 17, 08, advance work; $13,176.20, May 17, 08, per diem. The Obama campaign tried to shrug off the false campaign finance filing as a run-of-the-mill clerical error, but the campaign's explanation didn't pass the sniff test. All of this just seems like an awful lot of money and time spent on political campaigning for an organization that purports to exist to help low-income consumers, Jim Terry, chief public advocate for the Washington, D.C.-based Consumer Rights League, told the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review.